ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. Larkin, Texas, with you on this Saturday, January 28th, 2012, for the next hour. Republic Broadcasting brings forth real news and information you'd be hard-pressed to find anywhere else. As are you, I'm just an American, concerned about the same things you're concerned about, separating of facts from fiction, and the best investment value for our time spent together. This is why you, too, are as reliable a news medium in what's left of America, without a doubt. And besides all else, you're tuned to RBN, because you can handle the truth. Our call-in number today is 800-313-9443. Your calls are an important part of what makes this network unique. Since RBN is talk radio, entirely supported by producers of first-quality products, and you are a one-of-a-kind listener. So check out our website, republicbroadcasting.org, is well worth a visit. And if you're from my neck of the woods, and you're tuned to 1140 on the AM dial, that's KHFX out of Cleburne in north central Texas and points beyond, I'd especially like to hear from you. Also, ladies and gentlemen, find us on Facebook as Republic Broadcasting and on Twitter styled RBN Live. Please consider our pledge drive. Then riddle me this. What will you part with to keep this kind of news and information coming? After all, as a listener, you are every bit a part of Republic Broadcasting, as are the voices you hear. Do you think for 1 minute you will ever hear what you hear on RBN from NPR, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, or from that stupid boob tube of yours? RBN brings you back to the reality of real people ferreting out real news you can use. So you can stop relying on the brain plasticizers and the horrors of big media to shape your reality. We live in a commercial world where gaining attention is seen as a necessary requisite for survival. But your attention is earned by sheer force of habit or by way of reputation. Therefore, why, how, and what you choose to engage your senses becomes a part of who you are.
Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Brack slings are now available for civilian uses. Order yours in camo, black, and any custom unit colors. Call 877-MY-BUNKER, the battle rifle all-purpose carrier. Put your rifle safely where it needs to be, at the ready, for a moment's notice. Your rifle is not leaning on a tree or in your trunk. It's with you when you need it. Rifles or shotguns will fit comfortably and safely in backpack mode, or transition simply to a tactical single-point harness in seconds. Watch a demonstration of the Brack at 877mybunker.com. The Brack is American-made with a lifetime guarantee. Brack fits your rifles or shotguns, 22s, M16s, your M60, even the Barrett 50 cal, and more. Call 877-MY-BUNKER or go online to 877mybunker.com to see the video. Save 20% now by calling 877-MY-BUNKER. That's 877-692-8653 and mention you heard this ad on RBN. Save 20%. Just mention you heard it on RBN.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
So you see, if indeed you are imbued with free will and you have freedom, then you have freedom of choice. But it all comes down to trust, because it is trust which is the real currency of any economy, including yours. Now, folks, you know we're having a pledge drive here at RBN. Support the network. During office hours, you can call 800-724-2719. You can become a subscriber to the audio archives for the paltry sum of $1.33 per month. And support our advertisers, or become one yourself. You can donate to our pledge drive electronically at republicbroadcasting.org, and you can send in your contributions via snail mail to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302 in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. For detailed program notes of this broadcast, already posted, or any of those previous, refer to the web address, larkintexas.blogspot.com, where you will find today's entitled program notes Impolitic, too, and Just an American. If you are waiting for the government to change or society to change or for some program or movement to be successful to find freedom, you will never be free. And remember, the very experts who inform and educate us are the very people who are most indoctrinated, because they have agreed somewhere along the line to become members of the corporate club, swearing somewhere along the line to lie and betray in order to keep their jobs, their status, or positions, and reaching the point somewhere along the line where they don't remember what happened to them. Alexander Solzhenitsyn reminds us that the simple step of the courageous individual is not to take part in the capital we. One word of truth outweighs the world. Now, if you returned in to RBN last week, you heard me mention this story regarding Foxconn in Bloomberg Business Week, and the story of the Chinese slaves who manufacture your iPhones, your Dell computers, your Nintendo, your Sony PlayStations, your iPads. We have an update this week, and you'll see a link at the program notes page, larkintexas.blogspot.com. Find this article in Business Week. Foxconn gives Bloomberg Business Week unprecedented access. And apparently this is for a public relations purpose, because there has been a spate of suicides at this particular factory in Shenzhen, China, that employs more than 300,000 migrant laborers. And for a real sign of changing times, check out those images, folks, especially of the new suicide nets. Glenn Allport, author of The Paradise Paradigm at Strike the Root, writes in his latest column, How the 1% Took America's Wealth and How to Get It Back, quote, After Mao, the Chinese Communist government began allowing significant levels of freedom to the Chinese people, with results we are all familiar with. China has become an economic powerhouse. However, China's government is still corrupt and meddling, like is ours, in Chinese life, running a central bank, inflating the currency, censoring information, spending huge sums on make-work projects, including building entire cities that remain almost empty, and so on, to such an extent that a major economic crash is coming for China, and soon, according to a number of well-informed people with solid track records. Even with mainland China today, the areas least hobbled and parasitized by government are the main engines of wealth. For an example, an article in Reason magazine revealed that Wenzhou has become one of the richest cities in China under a regulatory regime that borders on anarchism. The piece goes on to say, quote, In southern China, things look rather different. The Chinese say that in this region, the mountains are high and the emperor is far away. In other words, the government isn't paying much attention. Companies are mainly small or medium-sized enterprises. Government services are slight, and laws are routinely ignored. According to statistics, official statistics, the three southern coastal provinces of Zhejiang, Guangdong, and Fujian have the first, second, and fourth wealthiest citizens, respectively, in the country. They are the center of China's export sector and the primary destination for China's millions of internal economic migrants. Here's where the real Chinese miracle is happening. This from China's Black Market City by Bradley Garden. Freedom rewards people for doing the hard work of creating prosperity. And thus a free society becomes prosperous. When government steps in, no matter the excuse, this virtuous dynamic is harmed. With enough government involvement, market dynamics become so corrupted that amassing wealth becomes more a matter of having government influence than of producing products and services that the public wants or needs and is willing to pay for. This from voluntarist.com, entitled Abstain from Beans by Robert Lefevre. In ancient Athens, those who admired the Stoic philosophy of individualism took as their motto, abstain from beans. The phrase had a precise reference. It meant, don't vote. Balloting in Athens occurred by dropping various colored beans into a receptacle. To vote is to express a preference. There is nothing implicitly evil in choosing. All of us in the ordinary course of our daily lives vote for or against dozens of products and services. When we vote or buy any good or service, it follows that by salutary neglect, we vote against the goods or services we do not choose to buy. The great merit of marketplace choosing is that no one is bound by any other person's selection. I may choose brand X, but this cannot prevent you from choosing brand Y. When we place voting into the framework of politics, however, a major change occurs. When we express a preference politically, we do so precisely because we intend to bind others to our will. And we'll return, ladies and gentlemen, following these messages.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
So political voting is the legal method we have adopted and extolled for obtaining monopolies of power. Political voting is nothing more than the assumption that might makes right. There is a presumption that any decision wanted by the majority of those expressing a preference must be desirable. And the inference even goes so far as to presume that anyone who differs from a majority view is wrong. And possibly immoral. But the history shows repeatedly the madness of crowds and the irrationality of majorities. The only conceivable merit relating to majority rule lies in the fact that if we obtain monopoly decisions by this process, we will coerce fewer persons than if we permit the minority to coerce the majority. But implicit in all political voting is the necessity to coerce some so that all are controlled. The direction taken by the control is academic. Control is a monopoly in the hands of the state is basic. In times such as these, it is incumbent upon free men to re-examine their most cherished, long-established beliefs. There is only one truly moral position for an honest person to take. He must refrain from coercing his fellows. This means that he should refuse to participate in the process by means of which some men obtain power over others. If you value your right to life, liberty, and property, then clearly there is every reason to refrain from participating in a process that is calculated to remove the life, liberty, or property from any other person. Voting is the method for obtaining legal power to coerce others. And as we've seen today, voting seems too to be the method by which more than coercion happens. poisonings happen. Takings happen. Trafficking happens. And so does murder. Now, if you visit the Just an American webpage today, I've assembled some notes for you, as I normally do. These notes are posted 24 hours in advance, prior to this show, every Saturday. Some essential readings to understand the communitarian system of justice, such as it is in the communitarian society that we live in today. And the first image that I was able to figure out how to capture is one of Lady Justice. Lady Justice depicts justice as equipped with three symbols: a sword, symbolizing the court's coercive power; a human scale, weighing competing claims in each hand; and a blindfold, indicating impartiality. One man who has studied justice is John Rawls, R-A-W-L-S. John Rawls has been called the most important political, moral, and ethical philosopher of the modern era. His book, entitled Theory of Justice, written originally in 1971 and substantially revised over time, probably the 1985 revised edition is his most definitive treatise on this subject called Theory of Justice. It's widely regarded as the 20th century's major work in political philosophy. In that work and others, Rawls sought to develop a conception of justice appropriate to a democratic society. But we'll continue following this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals, to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more, or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now, 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't come around knocking at my door. I don't love you anymore. You won't go bowling. And don't you call me on the telephone. You know I want to be home. I'd probably be bowling.
We're speaking about John Rawls. Now, I wonder how many of you have even heard of John Rawls. His theory of justice, written in 1971, has been recognized as a major work in 20th century political philosophy. In that work and others, Rawls sought to develop a conception of justice appropriate to a democratic society. Now, for those of you who have not listened to this broadcast very often in the past, I must say that That word democracy is truly a revolting word to me, especially in the political context, and especially in the context of governmental coercion. Rawls believed that utilitarianism, which I've also referenced several times on this show, which enjoins maximizing overall happiness, inadequately protects freedom and equality, the core of liberal and democratic values. Following Jean-Jacques Rousseau and Immanuel Kant, he appealed to the idea of a social contract. In other words, we have a deal. He depicted justice as the result of a hypothetical agreement among free persons acting from a position of equal right. To ensure a fair and partial agreement, Rawls situated parties to it equally by imposing a so-called veil of ignorance. Parties do not know any particular facts about themselves and others, for example, their talents, social class, wealth, or religious and other values, or even facts about history or their society. From this quote-unquote original position, Rawls contends that free persons would agree to liberal, egalitarian conceptions of justice, or justice as fairness. This conception comprises two principles. One, certain basic liberties, such as freedom of thought and association, are so important that they take precedence over other social values, such as economic efficiency and improving the welfare of the poor. And two, offices and positions of authority are to be open to all under conditions of equality of opportunity. Right away, ladies and gentlemen, you can tell that this kind of claptrap is rather dry and uninteresting. But you should know, those people who mean to rule over your life have taken these kinds of words to heart. If you visit Amazon and you reference, do a search, A Theory of Justice by John Rawls, the original edition, it's quite lauded. As I've cautioned in the past, when reading Amazon reviews, always read the ones that are 4 and 5 stars, but always read those reviews that are 1 and 2 stars too. You will learn the truth about such a read by simply doing that. Stuart Hampshire, writing in the New York Review of Books in 1971, wrote, "The most substantial and interesting contribution to moral philosophy since the war." Also, too, last week, you know that we referenced The ABCs of Communitarianism by Fareed Zakaria. That link is posted today at Larkin, Texas. blogspot.com. Also, Bowling Alone, The Collapse and Revival of American Community by Robert Putnam, written in 1995. Many references each and every week on this broadcast at our program notes page. Perhaps a few weeks ago you missed the article entitled Meet the New Communitarians. Well, they don't sound like evil people. Do a search, ladies and gentlemen. Meet the New Communitarians. They are your neighbors. They are your family members and your friends. who believe themselves to be part of this social contract, which strips you of your liberties and your freedom of choice. And over time, will reduce you to the status of a slave. Read to the entry for communitarianism in the so-called Encyclopedia of Community, From the Village to the Virtual World, by Dr. Amitai Etzioni. The Tree of Knowledge from Zion, called the father of American communitarianism, and along with Mikhail Gorbachev, a committed Marxist, of that word socioeconomics. It's all here, ladies and gentlemen. But I want to take a moment, invite you once again to visit that webpage, larkintexas.blogspot.com, and recall the promise I made to myself last week that over the next 6 months, vis-a-vis the RBN pledge drive, I myself intend to donate to pledge $1,000 to the network. And if you'll look at the pictures of the collectibles, you'll understand how I intend to do this. Because as you know, I am no longer engaged in commerce. And I recognize implicitly that what we call the U.S. dollar today is little more than an instrument of our own enslavement. In the Daily Bell this week, I read a short piece entitled The Internet Reformation. What does this Internet Reformation portend for you and me in our futures? We talked last week, too, about technology. We talked about organized crime and racketeering, syndicalists, members of trade associations and trade unions. Syndicalism, of course, a product of the progressive movement in America. Many of us were born into slavery. I know I was. My parents, too. So long as we trade in these dead instruments called U.S. dollars, we're all slaves. This is how they've removed our property rights. Property rights, much more than about our land and our house, our cars. It's about our minds and our bodies. This is what property rights is about. And as you know, communitarians have no respect whatsoever for anything called rights. And mere mention of egalitarianism or equality is just mere window dressing. In the Daily Bell, the Internet Reformation is the culmination of the power and glory of Western civil society and free market thinking. It is the apogee of all that is best in a sweep of history that began with the ancient Greeks and has culminated in the hearts and minds of millions of young men and women who industriously add to its impact every day via additional code, non-mainstream news, or fundamental scientific commentary. It is not an internet revolution. The internet revolution is a standard pat phrase for the powers that be about the so-called empowering effects of technology. The internet reformation is a much more deeply disruptive concept. It is truly a revolutionary one, affecting every aspect of human society and human relationships with modern times. It is focused around the insights generated by the internet itself. The concept is based on what happened during the era of the Gutenberg Press. Almost from the beginning, the Gutenberg Press was a revolutionary technology. As soon as people used the press to print Bibles, readers began to discover that the Holy Word differed considerably from what they'd been taught by the Catholic Church. Until then, Bibles had been fairly rare. They were printed in Latin or Greek and copied down by hand with elaborate engravings. The Catholic Church and its important functionaries and bureaucrats possessed Bibles. Priests performed Mass with their back to the congregation. And the ceremony was a highly Romanized one, as the West had come to conceive of Rome within its most corrupt and centralizing phase, thus highly controlled. But printing Bibles in movable type changed the power relationship entirely. Now anyone could own a Bible, and they were easily reproduced and increasingly inexpensive. Almost immediately, then Bibles began to be translated into Vulgate. And eventually the King James Version, in English, will become a dominant variant. But in the meantime, the damage was done. First came the Renaissance, and then the Reformation, and finally the Age of Enlightenment. Three powerful rolling waves of freethinking that transformed the face of human society. First in the West, and then around the world. The changes ushered in by the Gutenberg Press were fundamental. The Renaissance began the reconfiguration by allowing for the rediscovery of the scientific orientation of Greece and Rome. This set in motion a series of events that has not yet ceased to reverberate. And there's much more to this piece. I invite you to visit the Daily Bell and read it. It ends this way. The European Union is failing. Various serial wars of conquest are not going well. The fear-based memes of the elite are continually being debunked by an internet that adds more to humankind's real knowledge base every day. It will take decades, if not centuries, to control the damage that has already been done, from an elite standpoint at least, and what has been done cannot be undone. There is a new reformation taking place throughout the world. And it's led by communication technology, beginning with you. And we'll return in a moment. Someone will touch
you softly. Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super Super Winter Special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
When my mind is on sports, we're gonna
smash, smash, smash
at the football field.
Beat em, beat em, beat em.
Every play, we're gonna
smash, smash, smash
at the football field.
Beat em, beat em, beat em.
Night and day.
Sports!
I like a
sports!
I mean
sports!
I got the
heart!
Yeah!
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I see we have Jim from Fort Worth on the line. You there, Jim? How about you, Jim? Are you there?
Yes, I already started. I'm sorry. I'd like to congratulate you on your show. You enunciate. Your content is great. You have a very interesting meter. I'm a connoisseur of talk radio, 17 years experience. There isn't any in Dallas and Fort Worth except you anymore. And about your music, I'd like to recommend Gino Vanelli, two songs, To the War and Powerful People. If you'll check out these two cuts, I think you'll use them in your show. They're tremendous.
Well, I certainly will. I like Gino Vanelli. I'm glad to hear your voice today, Jim, and especially that we're practically neighbors.
Well, excellent. And I do have some more relevant content of my own I'd like to go over with you, but I do subscribe to your concept about internet reformation. I have some off-the-grid concepts I want to implement immediately, and I'm into commerce boycotting because I was about to launch my music, which I have a considerable amount of original music that I think you'd subscribe to. Is that I won't be able to distribute until the net settles down. They either kill it or it gets back to being free. But I want to point out, in this market, there is a CBS affiliate, KRLD, has a so-called conservative by the name of Charlie Jones. He has an expert in the area of finance called Mike in East Texas. I got on the air and asked him to ask Mike about CAFR. Walter Burian is the authority on it. The Spinola Show featured Walter Burian and subscribed to his concepts. Charlie Jones, on the other hand, immediately on the air said, this sounds like a conspiracy theory. The next time I turned into Charlie Jones, he spent 20 full minutes explaining how the New World Order was the original American dream, and we should not fight it. We should welcome it. That's about all the comments that I have about your show and well, my information.
Well, I appreciate them very much, Jim. Why don't you stay on the line, and let's invite Chris into the conversation in our remaining moments. Chris in Las Vegas.
Hello there, Larkin, and pleased to be a guest on your show the first time today, although not the first time I've heard you.
Well, welcome.
I observe that some of your observations are particularly relevant today and to yesterday also in the form of the Tavistockian technocracy advocates of the eugenics and transhumanism seem to have overlooked the fatal doctrine of unintended consequences of the genie getting out of the bottle of the Internet, although it is a useful vehicle for them to gather data and assimilate info and intel on all of us via their schemes of technocracy, of realization of their dreams of the Internet, the World Wide Web, or spider's web of entrapment.
I think the genie's out of the bottle, gentlemen. And you know something? This is going to be a good year for us. I promise you, it is not all sour grapes and woe is me. I appreciate both of you joining me today.